Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back. Hour two of the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Those of you who are just joining us, welcome. You can join us live at all times at www.radiolawtalk.com or 855-LAW-RADIO. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Todd Cunin and our illustrious producer, Cal Hunter, behind the glass. We have so much fun here on this show. This is not a boring show. Every time I talk to someone that they, like, hear about the thing, our show, they're like, Radio Law Talk, boring. No, listen to it. And then afterwards they become fans like, oh my gosh, that's the most fun, entertaining, crazy show on earth.
That is the exact same response I get. They, Radio Law Talk, what? And they start, oh, hit the snooze button. The only thing that will make you snooze about Radio Law Talk are the disclaimers that we have to give. Disclaimers that let you know that what you hear on Radio Law Talk is for entertainment purposes only. This is not to be construed as legal advice. Advice that you can rely upon as you deal with matters that you face on a daily basis. You are encouraged to seek your own counsel. And by all means, if you find yourself in court, do not say, well, Your Honor, this is my position because Todd, Fred, and or Denise and Cal said so on Radio Law Talk. You can say that at the dinner table. You can say that when you are meeting with family during the holidays. In court. Again, don't say it in court.
However, you may be able to use it if you're tired at night.
Is yes. And then you can just play this. We should have a separate podcast of disclaimers guaranteed to make you fall asleep within 5 minutes or no money back.
855-LAW-RADIO. You can join us. We do a thing called Case or No Case, which is a fun, entertaining little tidbit that we have. Our producer gives us a scenario. We have to determine as lawyers if it's a case, and if it really is a case, what the outcome is. And we have points. We actually have a point system for us, and the loser, whoever gets the 50 points at the end, the losers have to buy dinner of their choice. And I have had a $100 a plate dinner last time that Todd and Denise had to pay for, and so that's all that matters. We're going to talk about Weinstein again. We're following up. We did talk first hour. We've got to follow through with the Weinstein trial. A lot of interesting things about the testimony, and then we're going to get into Bezos. Why is he being sued? It's very interesting who's suing him and why. And then Madonna's being sued. We're going to talk about that briefly. And then, you know, there's so much more, and that we'll probably get through that.
Does Madonna need attention? Is this what's going on?
No, it's actually not. It's actually, it's very interesting. It has nothing to do with her wanting attention. It is a very interesting reason why they're trying to sue her, and an interesting, I'm going to say, plaintiff's version of what's going on. Remember, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, but what everybody wants to hear is case or no case. Cal, roll it.
All right, but first, as of last case or no case.
No points for you.
I know.
Just how it came out. Nobody.
Now it's time to play.
But this time,
case
let's see.
Or no case.
Yay!
There it is. There it is.
It started off as a dog poop complaint. A woman in Michigan was miffed about her neighbor's dog doing his doggy business in and near her yard, and she talked to her neighbor. Her neighbor said, deal with it. So she called the copperoos. So the officer showed up at the presumed dog owner's home. And that's when the dog, you know what, hit the fan. In a unique free speech case, the guy said, look, officer, you can't do a thing for me. When the cop came up, the guy in Jackson, Michigan, threw F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb at the cop. Handcuffs came out along with the nasty words. And so I ask you, and I guess it's Fred, it's your turn to go first. Case or no case?
What do you mean, case or no case, to throw him in because he used cuss words at the officer?
Swearing at the officer comes to resolve a complaint. He turns at the officer.
This is Michigan.
And the officer claimed it was unruly during arrest, and therefore that allowed the officer to cuff him, hook him, and book him, as they say.
Okay, so this is the poopy story.
Yes, it's a dog poop story.
Okay,
yes.
So dog poop story. So we're talking about an incident that happened in Michigan.
Yep.
And I know, again, I am not a criminal lawyer. I am a, believe it or not, I'm a raised personal injury lawyer. Where Todd Cunin is a former criminal lawyer, criminal prosecutor in Tennessee and in California, and has his own practice. He understands this. But look, there are times that you are going to be unruly, and there are laws that an officer can arrest you for being unruly in public. And whether or not being in public unruly is determined by cursing, I think the answer could be yes in the way he was doing it. If he was doing it like he just threw a little cuss word and was looking down or walking away, or if he was in his face cussing at him.
It never ended. Every
never
time
ended.
The officer said something
yes.
with him, he turned at him and said, F-bomb you, F-bomb
yeah, yeah, yeah.
you.
Yeah, like, the answer is yes. Right, right. Unruly in public, that is a case. He gets arrested. He loses. He's put in jail. I don't think he's put in jail, but he gets probation. And because, I don't know, it's not the word unruly. What's the word in public? What is it? In criminal case, come on, you're the criminal lawyer.
I know, but I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, shoot, okay. Something in public, like unruly. I'm trying to think of the word. That's why I don't do criminal
law. Being a jerk, maybe.
Well, if it was just being a jerk, I'd be guilty of that every day.
Welcome to my world.
There's mine. Yes, it's a case, and he loses, and he does either some time or does community service.
Some penance of some sort. Yeah. Mr. Cunin, what say you? Case? Or no case in Jackson, Michigan, in the case of the F-bombing doggy owner.
So the guy is the one who owns the dog, right?
Right. The neighbor's fine.
The neighbor's fine. This guy's dog was pooping everywhere.
The cop talks to him and says, hey, you know, what about your dog? And the guy goes, blank. I mean, this guy never let up.
Okay.
According to what the officers say.
All right. So a couple of things here. First off, the F-bombs. Yeah, I know in California it would be a violation of Penal Code Section 415. Every state has something very similar to it. It is the general catch-all, basically doing offensive things in public. If your music is too loud, that sometimes is a 415 complaint because it's public disturbance.
Yeah,
that's what I was
415
looking
for. Is a disturbance.
Public
correct.
Public
that's
disturbance.
Right.
That's
415. Music 415.
Yes.
Car exhaust 415. Whatever. It is.
And right. Using offensive language, curse words, things like that. That can also technically be, although there's a whole bunch of thing about freedom of speech. But yes, technically that can be a violation that may give probable cause to place somebody under arrest. The other aspect of it is this, though. The officer is out there trying to investigate whether or not a crime has occurred or a violation of a city ordinance. And if the guy keeps dropping F-bombs, he is, boy, we've heard this one a lot lately, obstructing the officer in his official duties. Obstruction. And that.
Maybe his dog had an obstruction. That's why he couldn't.
Well, if he had an obstruction, he wouldn't be pooping. He'd be.
The dog got his duty done. No problem.
Yes. So based upon the disturbance of the peace, that aspect of it, as well as the fact that his language was impeding the officer's ability to conduct an investigation, the arrest would have been justified. So, case, dog poop owner, dude. Drop an F-bomb loses.
And we're going to be back. We're going to talk about it when we come back. But if you want to join us, 855 Law Radio, we are Cal's a busy guy over there answering phones. We don't have our call screener today.
It's the chief cook and bottle washer.
I know. And
then
we're going to talk about after this. We're going to talk about Weinstein, and we're going to get into Bezos. Why the heck is Bezos being sued, the richest man in the world, supposedly, and in... is going after him, Cal. I don't know what the deal is.
Richest man in the world is probably always getting sued.
That's probably true, but this one's more interesting than normal.
More intimate, we could say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So join us back. I'm Fred Penny. We got Todd Cunin and Cal Hunter, our producer.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming up on your favorite radio station and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. We invite you to listen whenever and wherever you choose. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call, 916-259-4043, 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAssociates.com. See, that wasn't...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Buckles? What do you even need two buckles for?
Mr. Big Shot, buying whiskey shots for everybody in the bar.
From the looks of it, I'd say nobody even remembers.
Now it's time to get back to Radio Law Talk with Todd Kunin and Fred Penny, and here they are right now.
Yeah, we were talking about the case or no case about the doggy pooping cussing owner. Is that right? Well, that would be the best thing to call it.
Poop happens. I guess that's what we'd say, even with dogs.
Funny. Oh. That's what the dog owner said, but he said blinking poop happens, so blink, blink, blink.
You know, okay, so what happens, words. Cal?
Well, it's interesting. A lawsuit followed the arrest. He was arrested.
Okay, so we both agreed that it was a case.
Right, let me tell you.
Uh-oh.
A lawsuit followed, and according to the suit, the plaintiff, 45-year-old Tracy Smith, went on yet another cussing tirade, yelling at the officer, "Blank you," several times, and the cop said, "Stop swearing, there are children nearby, and I'll have to arrest you for disorderly conduct." Smith replied, "Blank you, blank you, blank you." He apparently was in a bad mood.
He had a lot of blanks in his mouth.
So he ended up in jail. The officer ended up in federal court, accused of violating Mr. Smith's First Amendment rights.
Ooh.
So this became a classic First Amendment case to test the limits of free expression.
Right, compared to being a disorderly conduct, basically, and
right.
probably impeding.
And the judge said, while this particular four-letter word being litigated here is perhaps more distasteful than most others of its genre, it is nonetheless true that one man's vulgarity is another man's lyric, and the court has established it as constitutionally protected free speech. There's nothing illegal about telling the police officer, "Blank you," said his lawyer. And by the way, this is how it worked out. The doggy owner got away with his cursing. It is one case. Each of you will get
a point.
1 point.
But he lost. Yeah. But he won this case, so he's okay to curse at the officer.
Yes, so but nonetheless, that is... case or no case?
Todd, that's kind of interesting.
It is, because one of the concerns about cases that go up on appeal like this is that, and this is why there are things called amicus cases, amicus briefs, which
right.
is if Fred appeals a case and goes up before the Supreme Court and then another side files their briefs and appeal, if another party can look at it and say, hey, there's an issue that you guys haven't thought of, they can file a brief to educate the court about how it works out with that specific issue. So you've got this here. I would be curious to know if anyone raised the issue about obstruction and saying that obstructed
right.
what's going on.
I see, we don't have all the facts. We don't know to what degree.
And the officer didn't. He just charged him with being a potty mouth because of the children.
Yes.
So what happened apparently is the officer may have gotten caught up in the emotion of the moment.
Mm-hmm. Which
instead
happens.
Of saying, "You're obstructing me," he said, "You're using language that children are finding offensive and your neighbor finds offensive. And by the way, I got dog poop on my shoes when I came over to talk to you."
Right? There we go.
So obviously he did not, in writing up his charges, proffer that particular case, which is one of the reasons I found it interesting.
Do we know how long ago that was?
I don't. I'll have to look it up. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
But in Michigan, where a guy says it's used in a lyric. So one guy's rap artist lyric is another guy's curse word. So there you go.
Yo, yo, yo.
We're blank, blank.
Speaking of yo, yo, yo.
I think it was blank yo, yo, yo.
Yes, it was. It was.
We've been
it
talking
was.
About Weinstein quite a bit. And we talked about it in our first hour. But to follow through, we've gone through this trial. And we're not gonna beat a dead horse because it's been going on. But there's so much going on with this trial. We wanted to cover it. But briefly, it's now time. The prosecution has rested. They did recall Miss Wolf, who was a prior bad acts, brought in testimony about the way she was treated by Mr. Weinstein.
Yes.
And then the defense is supposed to come in with 2-3 days worth of witnesses, and then the prosecution can cross-examine, do some redirect or bring rebuttal witnesses.
Absolutely.
And then so can defense, and then we can try to end this thing by next week. But who's going to come? One of the people. How do we say it? Scoria? Did we figure out how to say it?
Oh, I just looked.
Oh, Shora.
Shora. There, Shora.
Miss Shora. The defense is supposed to call Mr. Light, who is apparently a friend of Miss Shora. Miss Shora was one of the ones that testified that she was sexually assaulted by. No. She was the one that said that Miss Mann, who is alleging sexual assault, she told her what had happened.
Now, Shora was one of those who alleged that she had been assaulted by Harvey Weinstein, but hers was one of those that it's not part of a charge defense.
Right.
Hers was those that showed that he had done this in the past and this is how he does stuff. And who was it? Another actress was called who corroborated the fact that Shora had told her this had happened to. Shora was the woman. They said, "Why didn't you go to Stallone or Schwarzenegger and tell them about it?"
Stallone or no, the other actor on that.
Because they were all in the show Copland together,
right.
And it happened around the same time that film premiered. Because some of the alleged incidents occurred at the Cannes Film Festival where that film was being reviewed.
So we're all the way through, and all this testimony has occurred. Go back and listen to our podcast. You'll hear it. But now we're at defense. So they're going to bring their witnesses in, and they started on Thursday. That was Weinstein's defense. And they bring an individual by the name of Paul Felcher. Paul Felcher is a former ICM, which is a talent agency agent, and Ashura, who has testified about these prior bad acts of Mr. Weinstein, is now going to basically rebut those to some degree.
Yes.
And he's testifying that basically she brings it up, and she said, oh, I did some crazy things with Harvey Weinstein, and kind of played it down like it was not a big deal. I think that's the kind of the what they're trying to insinuate. And he says, yeah, I don't recall all the details, but basically it was my understanding she fooled around with him. Now the issue is that I'm kind of worried about, if I was the prosecutor, I mean the defense, the cross-examination of some of his emails and texts to Harvey Weinstein were kind of not too good. Didn't make him look good.
It tends to cut against him, but it also tends to corroborate what he claims he told Shura. We'll talk about that when we come back. I mean, he said he was a good friend of hers, that she told him some things, and we'll take a look at his response and what he said he would have done when we come back from this break.
And then we're going to finish up on the Friday, what happened on Friday, and then we're going to move on to the Bezos lawsuit. We'll be back.
Lots of stuff still to come right here on Radio Law Talk on your radio station where you're listening, and of course, every Saturday and by demand on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to IcebergDriveIn.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Give my car wash, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to give my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash. 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, Chevy, Saab, Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy, looking snappy, you'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. It on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick Quack.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Embassy confirmed that an American citizen diagnosed with the coronavirus has died in Wuhan, China. It appears this is the first death of an American citizen from the disease. Planes carrying about 300 Americans from the Chinese city at the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak arrived at military bases in California and Texas yesterday. Some of the Americans were continued on from Texas to Nebraska. Passengers will be under a 14-day quarantine to protect against the spread of the virus. All but two of the 724 confirmed deaths have been in mainland China, with one person dying in the Philippines and another in Hong Kong. More than 34,000 people have been infected with the virus worldwide. And 11 Americans, along with 64 people sickened with it, have been taken off a quarantine ship in Japan. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Have you ever been mired in the mud before and you just can't get out of it? I'm trying to get out of Weinstein talking about it, but there's so much. I just want to finish up here and get on to the Bezos thing, but it's like I'm mired in the mud.
Well, it's a lot like, you know, when traffic slows down and you're wondering, what the heck is the deal here? When you finally get up, it's not that there's anything in the lane of traffic. It's because there's something off to the side, an accident, some crazy thing, and everybody's slowing down to watch. They're all rubbernecking, and it just slows the traffic down. That's what this is. It's hard to just go by this and not look at the side and see the carnage and wreckage and everything that is this trial.
Well, let's just finalize it. So what happened? Lauren Young is now in another prior bad acts testimony. She testified late in the week. I'm not going to get into details. She claims sexual assault also back in February 2013. The big issue here is... the big issue, and this is, then we're going to jump into what they're doing on cross examination. I just wanted to step back.
Sure,
on this.
Sure.
The big issue is it had to do with the dress.
I mean, yeah.
Almost like the Clinton thing, you know. It had to do with the dress, and she couldn't find it apparently. And now the defense brought a motion for a mistrial because she says, "Oh, by the way, I just found the dress, and I'm going to give it to prosecution." So
apparently.
That's an issue.
Yeah, apparently after 20 years, nobody knows what a dry cleaner is.
That's all I'm going to say, too. So on cross-examination of this talent agent by the name of, what was his name? I can't remember the guy's name.
Felcher.
He brings up the fact, Todd, you were mentioning, that his whole point is if this incident would have occurred with Shore, where she says sexually assaulted her, she would have told him, and or if it was something more serious, he would have done something about it.
Exactly. Remember, but sure, I was Weinstein. We got done going to this dinner, this award show. He walked me to my apartment. The next thing I know, he's pushing me in the apartment and forcing himself on me.
Right.
Okay. Felcher says, look, she told me she fooled around with him and did some crazy things, but if she had told me that... I can't imagine that I wouldn't have pursued it and wouldn't have done anything about it. Now, on cross-examination, the prosecution, cross-examining this guy because he's a defense witness, brought up a few statements that Feltscher had made, one of which was in reference to what Feltscher would have done if one of his daughters had complained about the things that Harvey Weinstein is accused of doing. And he said, this is a quote, I'm going to leave one word out.
Right, leave the word out.
If a lot of those girls had been my daughter, I would have wanted to beat the blank out of you. Now, that's a quote that he allegedly told Weinstein. Now, the prosecution is bringing this out to show that that he had a dislike for what Weinstein was alleged to have done. And they're also going to try to show that by saying this, somehow Feltscher is agreeing that the conduct occurred. But that statement arguably corroborates, and this is where it cuts against the prosecution, it arguably corroborates his previous statement about what he would have done if Shora had told him that she was assaulted by Weinstein. Because remember, he told the court, if she had told me that, I can't imagine I wouldn't have done something.
He's friends with her.
Because he's friends with her. So the argument is, well, if this guy would have beat the you-know-what out of Weinstein if it had been one of his daughters, it makes sense that he also would have pursued it if one of his close friends had
the same issue.
This is the same allegations,
right.
And that never happened. That's the argument. So.
And it goes on and on, and they cross-examine, but we're not going to, well, I'm done with this. We're
yes,
done.
Yes.
We're going to talk about it next week, believe it or not, and hopefully it wraps up next week. Let's get into Jeff Bezos.
Yes,
Jeff
Bezos, much more interesting.
Well, he's the Amazon guy, right?
Exactly.
And so he's got a few bucks, and he's getting a divorce from his wife, and apparently he's seeing a young lady by the name of Lauren Sanchez, who is on television as a television newscaster, much like Cal Hunter would be.
Yes.
In fact, she is as beautiful as Cal is handsome.
Pretty close. She's
so,
right there.
Right there.
I didn't want to say anything, but, you know, Cal, every once in a while you're just going to have to remind me to, you know, wandering eyes.
Yes, I cut quite a figure in my casual clothes.
Yeah. Wait for me to talk. My eyes are up here. Okay. All right. We're good. We're good.
Plenty.
I was throwing up. I just threw up in my mouth.
I just grossed out right here.
So she's and they have this little thing going on. Now her situation is her brother, Michael Sanchez, is basically early on has been kind of like her agent, her liaison, her helping her with her career. And this is her older brother. And something happens. Well, what happens is she gets involved with Bezos, and Bezos hires an individual. Unless this is what his allegations is, the brother of his new girlfriend, and things change after that. So Sanchez, his new girlfriend's brother, now sues Bezos, saying he disparaged him.
Yeah.
And why?
Well, you know, look, the whole relationship with Sanchez was supposed to be on the down low when it started because Bezos was still married to his wife, Mackenzie. And lo and behold, the National Enquirer got a hold of some photos of Mr. Bezos in a, let's say, not too flattering position. Well, I mean, he might have thought it was flattering. He's been working out, but it's just not something you normally see in first-run press, right?
Right.
And they published those. The cat was out of the bag.
I didn't see that, by the way.
I didn't see it. I mean, I'm not looking up stuff. I don't Google Jeff Bezos or anything. But so those were out there, and Bezos claimed that Sanchez's brother, this guy who's the plaintiff in this case, was the one who leaked those photos, and so he's suing for defamation.
Well, at least that's what Michael Sanchez is alleging.
That's what he's alleging.
Yes.
So Bezos made that allegation, said that Sanchez did it, and so now Sanchez is suing for defamation, saying, oh, no, I didn't. And he's also suing Gavin DeBecker, who was Bezos' security consultant, because apparently DeBecker claimed and said that Michael Sanchez was involved in a conservative conspiracy with the likes of Trump advisors Roger Stone and Carter Page in the Saudi government to take down Jeff Bezos. So based on those allegations, Michael Sanchez is suing Bezos and DeBecker. One of the allegations in the complaint apparently was Bezos is the richest man in the world. I I would be surprised if Bezos' lawyer files a general denial. We deny that allegation. Or if it's just a general denial to every paragraph in the complaint, except for that one. Yeah, he's pretty dang rich.
Well, and I'm sure if Bezos was a poor guy on welfare, he would have sued him too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But you know that the way lawyer things work, his lawyer may have dragged him into court in homeless clothing.
Yes.
You know, flies buzzing about and a brown paper bag for lunch, just to prove Mr. Bezos' poverty. Not that a lawyer would ever try to.
Hi, my name's Jeff Bezos, man of the people.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Bezos is on a world tour right now. The thing I found, because he's apparently traveling, pictures of him are showing up everywhere in various locations. He and Lauren Sanchez are doing this whirlwind tour. Although I found it interesting that they had this allegation that somebody had claimed that Bezos was part of a conservative conspiracy with the likes of Trump and Stone and Carter Page. Last week, maybe it was a week and a half ago, there was, during this whole impeachment garbage that was going on, there was a formal dinner and a bunch of people went to it. Mitt Romney, a bunch of the Republicans, and a bunch of Democrats went to it, and there was a party held after, an after party.
I wasn't invited.
It was held at the house of Jeff Bezos in Washington, D.C., and a lot of people were very upset because they just thought, oh my gosh, look at all these people here that are conservative, and it's undoing all of this. I mean, good heavens, get your allegations straight about the guy. Is he pro-Trump or anti-Trump? Is he pro-conservative? Is he liberal? Whatever. Both sides are accusing him of being something. All he is, really, is wealthy.
And an Amazon guy.
And an Amazon guy. I mean, he started Amazon out of his garage. Imagine that.
So anyway, we're going to follow this. This has just started. The lawsuits are flying with the family members. That's a shocker that family members are suing one another.
That never happens.
But then we've got Madonna. Now, Madonna apparently said in let me get the date. Apparently in November 2019, and this is through some sources, that she told an audience in San Francisco during a concert of some sort that she has a torn ligament and a bad knee. Now, we're setting that up for a reason. So that she's struggling with a few ailments. Well, what happens is she comes to New York, she's doing a concert, and the concert starts at X amount of time, and I've done it, I've been there before. And she shows up 3 hours after the concert's supposed to start, and she starts the concert. And we have some fans suing her, and the allegations and their damages are very interesting, what they're trying to argue. And this isn't the first one. This is out of New York. She also got sued another time for the same basic thing. So we're going to talk about what they say their damages were because she didn't show up. We'll be back. Or didn't show up. Showed up late. We'll be back.
Well, Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here. Don't go away. The show continues after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you serious? Oh, come on. Stop whining.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So what are the allegations are that because they got this show went so late, they just couldn't leave. They had to wait for the 3 hours for Madonna to come on. Apparently she's having some ailments. That's the allegations. And that they missed their train. And they're in New York. They couldn't get back home. They did not. The show ended at 1 a.m. And it also affected their work and their school plans. And they're suing for breach of contract, loss of value, false advertisement, and negligent misrepresentation. Now, I don't know what this could be a case or no case, but I don't know. I'm not quite sure about that. But there's another action just like this filed in Florida by all other fans that are claiming the same thing, that she's showing up so late that it's basically, you know, it's a breach of contract and loss of that. False advertisement. The show starts at this time, apparently. Negligent misrepresentation. And we're going to see where this goes. Well, interesting.
I'd be curious to look at the language in the ticket. Now, in the past, we've talked about waivers and liability and how on the back of the ticket, it'll say something like, any accident that happens here, the owners of the venue are not liable for injuries. And as Fred has said repeatedly, those aren't valid. You can't waive negligence
to
somebody else.
Let me back up. Be careful saying that. They're difficult.
They're difficult.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not an ironclad. This is not.
Right.
Well, the same thing, I think, would be, or a similar idea would be true here. I'd be curious to see on the ticket if the start time is listed as a guaranteed start time or a scheduled start time or an anticipated start time. And if there's any language in the ticket or anywhere else that says, you know, these times are subject to change. Now, I'll give you a classic example. Take football. Right? The last game of the year, now I know we're nationwide and I'm still mourning the 49ers' loss of the Super Bowl. I don't want to offend anybody, but that was hard. But
I like the Chiefs too. I like the Chiefs.
I do, and I was very happy for Andy Reid, the coach of the Chiefs. But I'm thinking to the 49ers' last game of the year against the Seahawks, I believe it was. And it was a scheduled start time. It was supposed to be a 1:30 game on the West Coast. But because of the importance of the game and how much was riding on it. I mean, if the 49ers win, they're the top seed. If they lose, they're the fifth seed and have to play all the playoff games on the road. NBC, Football Night in America on NBC, and the NFL changed the start time of the game from 1:30 to 5:30, so they get national coverage.
Yeah, the league reserves the right to flex those games.
Yeah.
Right. So what if you're a season ticket holder, you come all the way down from, who knows, Reno or Las Vegas or whatever, and you're there, the 1:30 game, and you just can't make the late game because you have to be to work the next morning or whatever. Right?
But you're put on notice that these things, these times are subject to change. Well, I want to see what the ticket says in this one. Is it subject to change? Because, look, if there is one class of entertainer that would be prone to being late for whatever reason, it's musicians. So I just to file a class action lawsuit, to certify a class, look, if you individually think you got hosed by this, call the venue and ask for your $250 back for your ticket.
But Paul McCartney was an hour late when I saw him. I didn't complain. No,
yeah,
I was just glad to see him.
Kinda, 3 hours is getting up
way.
There. That's not.
Yeah.
That happens a lot of times. They definitely show up late. I don't know if I've ever seen one. Go ahead, Cal.
But I do have a question, and that is, I was surprised to hear about this. A, somebody paid money to see Madonna?
Oh,
I mean, come on, what's going on? What is going on in the world we live in?
I know.
But, you know, I always say, well, why didn't you just get up and leave if you wanted? But it's interesting how their whole next day was affected by this. And it's actually a class action. It's not just one. They want to bring multiple.
So I would also be curious. So they're bringing a class action, and probably, let's say the venue seats, what, 20,000 people, just hypothetically. So I guess the class action would be representing a class of 20,000 people. I would be curious to know how many of the 20,000, when they get notice of this, want to opt out of the class because, aside from being, as opposed to being upset by this, they were actually happy that even though she showed up late, she still gave them a full 3-hour show like they paid for. And we'll deal with it. And it was an awesome show. We thought it was great.
On a bad knee.
On a bad knee. So
I'm you know what? Leave if you're not happy.
But
if you leave, can you go up to the box office and say, hey, dude, I've got to go. I want my money back.
I don't know.
That's
what you get for buying Madonna ticket.
I don't think that there's.
Serves you right, kind of.
I don't think there's anything preventing you from going up and asking.
Yeah.
Whether they give you anything, it's another issue.
Right, right.
So I guess you know what. Speaking of concerts and stuff like that, and entertainment, The Lion King. Now this is an interesting supposed. It's not a case. Usually we talk about ones that have been filed, but in California, in Berkeley, a poor. You know, it was a very lower end financial. What's the word? I mean, it's not the rich section of Cal Berkeley area. Had a school. They had a fundraiser. It's a grammar school, and they showed The Lion King so the kids would be entertained while they did this little fundraiser.
It was a parents' night. Yeah,
that's exactly right. And they're trying to just to get some money for the kids. And guess what? They get a note from a licensing company from Disney saying you owe us $250. For illegally screening the movie. Because guess what? There are rules and regulations that say you have to pay in order if you're screening in a public place. Exact. And quote, it says as follows. Here's the general rule. Anytime a movie is shown outside of the home, legal permission is needed to show it as it's considered a public performance. That's an email which was obtained by CNN from the Disney company, is one of Disney's representatives.
Especially if admission is charged.
Or they're raising money.
Right.
And a movie shown for any entertainment reason, even if it's in the classroom, they're saying it's you need to obtain a public performance license. And generally speaking, I know that's the law. You
got
to be very careful in you know, oh, we're going to do a fundraiser and we're going to show the Lion King. You really cannot do that. But here's what's something that's interesting. Now, this is what I want to get to. And so it's $250. So some people said we're going to donate the $250, some parents, and it's all taken care of. But they made a stink, and they want to pound Disney. You know, I'm going to say that the godfather of the children's movies. And guess what the argument is? And this is what just throws me in a loop. Their argument is because Disney's rich, they should not have to follow. Disney is not under that law because
not really harmed, they would say, because
of
their wealth.
Well, they don't have to. The law needs to be followed, but for Disney, it's an exception. In fact, one of the parents said as follows. They said as follows. It's just so appalling that an incredibly wealthy corporation is having its licensed agents chase after the PTA. And then they go on and say, this is just, I'm sorry, but I know we're politically neutral.
This is Berkeley.
I know we're politically neutral. We would be enthusiastic about paying the license fee to Disney if Disney was willing to have their properties reassessed and pay some additional property taxes, because under Prop 13, they're paying taxes from 1979, and they should be paying higher property taxes. And so they bring a property tax issue in to the fact that they're showing a Disney movie in a public place and not getting the proper...
Which is a hot issue in California right now. It's an initiative on the ballot.
But
this ended up nicely at the end. Did you hear the end?
The end was someone paid for it.
The chairman of Disney, the CEO of Disney, said, I'll cover that cost.
Yeah,
no
and
problem.
That's smart. Yeah. Guess what? Yeah. Disney said, no, you have to still pay it.
Right.
But we're going to cover the cost.
Right.
Because you got to follow the law. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if you're a billionaire or you're worth a buck. If that's the law, you follow the law.
I agree. I absolutely agree with that. But I also think that the parents making a stink about it and saying what they said were justified in saying, look, if you're going to say that we have to follow the law and pay your $250, even though you're this wealthy company and $250 is literally nothing to you, then we are going to make you follow the law to jump through every dang hoop to get it, including having the public know that you're coming after us. I can tell you that Disney recently, or in the last couple of years, they've run into an issue where their legal department is doing things that maybe the upper echelon doesn't. They went after some guy who made a fan film for Star Wars that had permission from George Lucas to do it, and then after it was published, went and got all, they made a claim on it on YouTube.
That's right.
And Lucas had to step in and say, hold on, folks. I said he could do it, and they backed off. I'm just waiting for Disney, because they own a lot of sports stuff, to finally come in and say, you know that any reproduction or rebroadcast of any accounts of this game is expressly prohibited? When you're sitting around the water cooler saying, hey, did you see that long bomb in last night's game? And then get a cease and desist because you talked about the game.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Disney's credit, they're protecting their turf.
That's exactly right. And say, where does it end? We'll be back. Third hour, right?
Yep. More Leader Law Talk is coming up right here. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.